begitu untuk jatuh cinta pada dirimu. Seolah tak ada ragu di dalam hatiku tentang dirimu. Sungguh indah ku nikmati warna-warna pelangi di matamu. Seolah ku terhayu terbawa dalam mimpi jauh bersamamu. Ku harap takkan ku terjaga dari semua ini. Hingga di penghujung, ku harap takkan ku terlepas dari hatimu. Kau cintaku,
cintaku,
kepadamu.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Muka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa
Listener, which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia in 2025? Here is the opinion of an Indonesian economist, Gunawan Benjamin.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for makan bergizi gratis ya, or MBG. Mm-hmm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Listener, if you happen to be in Indonesia or still in your country but plan to visit Indonesia, why don't you visit Lombok and among the three fabulous Gili Islands off the coast of Lombok Island, Gili Air is the smallest but by no means the least attractive. Gili Air is more secluded and hides some best dive sites. Besides the more expensive resorts, there are budget accommodations available on this lovely island. So here are 5 places to stay at that are on the low and off coast. The first one, we have Teddy Bungalow that provides lovely little bungalows that are perfect for 2. The property offers bike rentals that come in very useful as the beaches that are perfect for swimming air a little bit of a fair distance from Teddy's bungalow. Then we have Bias Bungalow, a huge perk for the bungalow is its remoteness, situated in a quiet area that is perfect for those looking to get away for a bit. Then we have Inagili Guest House, which is a lovely place to stay with a fantastic family that are incredibly kind-hearted. The place itself is clean, both choices of air conditioning or fan are available for your needs. And location-wise, it is not too far a walk from the hustle and bustle, as well as the serene beaches. Then we have Dwi Inn, on the north side of Gili Air and is very close to beaches. The property is located near a selection of lovely restaurants and bars that are sure to ease you into island life with very little difficulty. And the last one, when it comes to Aura Guest House, guests cannot stop raving about the wonderful host. This guest house serves to make you feel at home by assisting you with your needs. The property also has a number of different snorkeling packages that are well priced as well as bike rentals. Well, listener, that's how you're dreaming of staying at Gili Air Lombok and try the budget suggestions by Indonesia.travel. Part of Indonesian Ministry of Culture.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me.
You. berkilau merendah malam tanpa jejak terlihat. Aku bagaikan ratu di kerajaan terasing.
Angin menderu bak badai dalam diri. Tak sanggup lagi ku pertahankan.
Jangan biarkan mereka lihat. Jadilah seperti yang diharapkan. Sembunyikan yang sebenarnya. Sekarang mereka tahu.
Lepaskan, lepaskan. Tak mampu ku tahan.
Pernah menggangguku.
Ku buat jarak untuk menjauh. Ku jauhkan masalahku.
Takut yang dulu ku rasa kini tak ada lagi.
Jauh di atas dipisah udara ku bernafas. Ku tinggalkan kenangan tapi ku tak menyesal. Lepaskan, lepaskan. Tak mampu ku tahan lagi. Lepaskan, lepaskan. Ku berpaling menjauh. Di sini ku berdiri. Lepaskan, lepaskan. Tak ingin tak pernah menggangguku.
Lepaskan, or the Indonesian version of Let It Go. What an amazing song by Anggun, Regina, Cindy Bernadette, Noella, and Tila Kiana. And you are still tuning in on Indonesia Today with me, Rahma, from Voice of Indonesia. But besides enjoying our program, I wish you could send us feedback as well to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. You can also reach us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bangalore Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Satay klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this satay klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of satay klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Selalu merancimu dua minggu kau tak menghampiri karena kau dengan yang lain. Ibaratnya hatiku sayang karena pikiranmu salah. Selama ini setiap kau tak dapat sayang, padahal aku tak pernah ada di rumah. Selalu ku bilang aku tak sebaik. Tak pernah ku nantikan kamu. Ku cinta kamu, bukan berarti ku jalan dua. Saya tahu nilai aku. Oh,
of the day. Courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory. A quote by Kiai Haji Hashim Asyari.
Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari is an ulama, national hero, and founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, Nahdlatul Ulama. Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is known as a smart and influential nation's reader, so his ideas can be a reference for generations.
besides being famous for the city of shrimp, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now, the worry is not true. Hard-working artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. Coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 km away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we thought that my parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulan Sari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
Alhamdulillah nggak sampai selesai, cuma
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Mbak ya. Ayo, Neng, belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariffs.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year, we also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java, and events like the Jakarta Fair, or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari Topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from Banjar, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs, as the title means mother and father. The song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asks for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening.
Rasa rakai tulang hingga sampai kapingga mangilik nanang galuh caramin
matanya. Uma Batulah mencari akan rezekinya. Guntur kilap bersambung, hujan lebat arus deras wandalumbangnya. Awak basah kedinginan di tengah sungai. Abang maluntar baluman tentu pakulinya. Abang Batulah mencari akan rezekinya.
Indonesia.
Pertama bertemu, terbayang senyum indah di matamu. Kau berikan tatapan cinta-cinta untukku. Jatuh cinta, ku jatuh cinta. Rindu terasa mengancam dadaku. Saat kau selalu hadir di mimpiku. Hati jiwaku selalu memanggilmu. Kasihku, ku cinta kau, ku cinta kau. Hanya kamu di hatiku. Takkan pernah kan terganti sampai kau jadi milikku. Yeah, yeah. Mengancam dadaku. Saat kau selalu hadir di mimpiku. Hati jiwaku selalu memanggilmu. Kau kasihku. Ku cinta kau, ku cinta kau. Hanya kamu di hatiku. Takkan pernah kan terganti sampai kau jadi milikku. Karena jiwa ini, raga ini, memanggil namamu. Kau tahu sejak pertama bertemu, ku jatuh cinta.
Here is Newsline. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno, has said the government will prepare additional weather modification operations without delay to reduce rainfall in the Greater Jakarta area. He informed at a presidential palace complex in Jakarta on Tuesday, the weather modification will be carried out by the National Disaster Mitigation Agency and the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. Besides weather modification, the government will focus on assisting affected communities by providing food and health services. Indonesian National Food Agency or Bappanas has called for a food-saving movement during Ramadan 2025 in order to support food security and prevent as well as reduce food loss and waste. In the consolidation of food saving movement activities in 2025 in Jakarta on Tuesday, Acting Secretary of the agency, Sarwo Edi, said the presence of both central and regional governments is strategic in coordinating, determining policies, and socializing the food saving movement and carrying out intervention efforts as an example of modeling for the people. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
sadari akhirnya kerapuhan imanku telah membawa jiwa dan ragaku ke dalam dunia yang tak tentu arah.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users.